Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I'll tell you a place that's also famous for its trees, and that's Evanston. Here's Bill Smith, Evanston Now publisher. Hi, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Glad to be here, John.
So the big controversy in your town right now is, should the village appoint an inspector to make sure people don't cut down trees on their private property? Is that it?
Yeah, that's basically it. The issue, of course, is that people like trees and they provide benefits to the community at large. Evanston has one of the highest levels of tree canopy in the entire metro area, and everybody wants to keep it. The larger issue, though, is that nobody seems to know whether any significant number of trees are actually being cut down. The city has no data to support that, hasn't even tried to get any data about that. And so some people, at least, are concerned that the ordinance will impose a burden on private property owners that isn't appropriate. And the other aspect of it is that it's going to cost about $150,000 a year to hire the staff and the city to enforce this new ordinance. And for around $115,000 a year, the city could double the number of trees that it plants on its own parkway and in parkland. So there's a real question about the efficiency of approaching it this way.
At first blush, I thought, wait a minute, you can't tell somebody what to do on their private property. It's my tree, and I know you may like it, and I understand the benefits of trees. And let's not forget the point you just made. Granted, those trees won't be as mature, but if the city spends the same amount of money, they'll get more trees in the long run than hiring somebody to just make sure we don't lose the ones we have. But Deerfield requires a permit to cut down trees, and Lake Forest does. I mean, it's not unusual for citizens to have to petition the local government to cut down a tree on their own property, right?
It's not unheard of. Just how many communities have it is something we haven't been able to establish. Supposedly Wilmette, which is just to the north of us, does have a ordinance along these lines. And one of the interesting things is that, according to city staff here, in the 2 years since Wilmette adopted its ordinance, nobody's actually applied for a permit to take down a tree there.
So, I didn't know how to read that. That is, was that the ordinance working? That is, it's tamping down on people's desire to cut these great old trees, or maybe it's just utterly unnecessary. But let me ask you that. Go ahead, finish your thought.
The other aspect of it, of course, is that it only takes a few hours for a tree service to take down a big tree and make it disappear, and unless somebody reports it to the city, unless an angry neighbor reports it to the city, who's going to know that that it's actually been taken down? So there's no provision in the ordinance that applies to the tree services. The burden is completely on the property owner. They're the one who will be penalized if they are caught taking down a tree on their own property.
I got it. Okay. By the way, the Chicago Take today on the Evanston tree controversy, sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. Every day at this time, we pick one of the major issues we're all thinking about, and that's this one today. But it does make you wonder, doesn't it, Bill? How is this person going to do their job? That is, if you say to cut down a tree on your property, you have to petition the village. Maybe the inspector comes out and says, okay, you can cut down the tree. I don't know. But are they suggesting that this inspector will actually catch somebody red-handed? I mean, what does this person do to preserve trees?
It's interesting because there's actually two aspects to the ordinance. One is that if you're planning any construction work that would happen within 25 feet of an existing tree, you have to have that permit reviewed for its possible impact on trees. And, and on one level, if you're going to do a major construction project and it's going to take months to complete, there's a fair chance that a city inspector who happens to be in the neighborhood is going to come by and notice that you're doing this, and you'll be in all kinds of trouble for having started work without getting a permit. So that portion of it, where somebody wants to do construction work and is probably not actually planning to take down the tree, but the work might have an impact on the tree, that's probably reasonably enforceable. But the other aspect of it, of somebody wanting to take down a tree and they're not doing construction work, it seems to me is going to be a whole lot more difficult to effectively enforce. And, of course, there are, you know, if the tree is diseased or, you know, dying or a hazard to, you know, to property in some other way, there are provisions in the ordinance that would allow a tree under those circumstances to be taken down. But if it's a healthy tree and it's greater than 6 inches in diameter, 4.5 feet off the ground, supposedly you wouldn't be able to take a tree down on your property unless you filed a zoning variance request and had that taken to the Human Services Committee and then ultimately to the City Council for approval.
Wow.
So, and, of course, wow. Having you know, being in the midst of adopting this new ordinance, the odds that the aldermen are going to look favorably on requests to take down trees, you know, seems a little bit doubtful at this point. And, you know, and as you sort of mentioned before, there's a trade-off here between people's desires to, say, grow their own vegetables in their backyard and having trees in the backyard as well. So it's an interesting dilemma that the city and its residents are faced with.
I got to go. What's the short answer to, so is this going to happen, or does it require one more vote from the village up there?
It requires one more vote from the city council, and the margin was pretty big for, you know, for adopting this at the first vote. So I think that it's a reasonably strong possibility that it will actually go into effect.
So hurry up and cut down your trees now if you're thinking about it in Evanston, because they're not going to let you after the next vote, it sounds like. I didn't say that. I mean,
Or don't let your tree get to be bigger than 6 inches in diameter.
Or pour some poison on it and kill it that way, and then they'll say, "Well, that poor tree." Which,
oh, you don't want to do that.
I shame on me. I should not say these things on the radio. I'm glad you did join us, though, Bill Smith, Evanston Now publisher. Keep us posted, Bill. Thanks for your thoughts.
Okay. Thanks you much. Bye bye.